And the prosecution maintains that Lee DeForest is a swindler and a cheat. DeForest has predicted. He has predicted that it will soon be possible to transmit the human voice across the Atlantic Ocean by something called radio. And with such absurd and deliberately misleading statements, he has tricked the public into investing in his radio company.
Yeah. That's right.
He is obviously a swindler, and he should go to jail.
It is the opinion of this court that Dr. DeForest is a sincere man. The court feels he means well. We would advise, however, that he should give up all pretense of being an inventor and seek out some common garden-type job and stick to it.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney.
He's very tall, you know.
I know.
He seems even taller because he's got high blood pressure.
One man's family.
I love a mystery. Inner Sanctum Mysteries. The March of Time.
Oh, I know where my baton is. It's right here in the hall.
Oh, no, McGee, please, not on Sunday. Don't
jump on the merry-go-round.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
That's Cary Grant, and yours truly, Harry Bonzel, bring you...
The Enchanted
Time. That was Network Radio. This is Network Radio Today.
Walter Cronkite reporting. Sports Central USA on the Sea Birch Line Report. Marvin Cowell, CBS.
The Morning Report.
This is Dear Al.
This is Jeff Scott with Weekend on Wheels.
Our story here in Hollywood. This
is actor Hugh O'Brien.
News and analysis.
Capital Cloakroom.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is Walter Cronkite.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lowell Thomas.
Good day. This is Douglas Edwards. CBS.
This is Neil Strauser.
This is Dallas Nelson.
This is Stu
Thomas.
This is Stuart Novin.
John Lawrence.
Calister. Dane Rather.
Frank Gifford.
Bill Rizzuto.
Charles Carroll.
Larry Oliveri.
Hale Spark.
Marvin Cowell.
Mike Wallace.
Art Cowell.
CBS News, New York. CBS News. What got it here?
And it appears from tabulations now completed that Harding will win easily over his opponent, James Cox.
By constitutional amendment, the United States is now dry.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
This is London.
He will have to break us in this island.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
Good hits were made on Tokyo.
This is Charles Collingwood. We are on the beach today, on D-Day.
The entry into Paris was one of the most moving things.
President Roosevelt is dead.
General Jodl, chief of staff of the German army, signed the last document.
The Japanese have accepted our terms fully.
An iron curtain has descended across the continent.
Senator Barkley and I'll win this election and make these Republicans like it. Don't you forget that.
The North Koreans crossing the border into South Korea.
You have summoned me to lead a great crusade.
For Sputnik.
And I only hope that I could approach President Eisenhower in maintaining the dignity of the office.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car.
The President of the United States is dead.
There's a shot. Oswald has been shot.
We are sometimes forced by an adversary to back our beliefs with steel.
Espionage ship Pueblo. Seized without a fight in waters off North Korea.
We want black power! We want black power! I have a dream today!
At 7:10 this evening, Martin Luther King was shot.
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
The
rest of the Sinai Peninsula is in Israel's hands.
We should expect to hear from the astronauts.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is Richard C. Hottle at CBS News. Three major hijackings were reported.
CBS News, New York.
The New York Times says CBS News is far and away the best and ablest news staff in broadcasting. Every day, every week, more people listen to the CBS radio network than any other.
Not only is our hourly news programming preeminent in news quality, personalities, and audience, but we offer the added opportunity of programs where the content can enhance the commercial. Sports reports for mail impact, news analysis with top correspondents, and the nation's most popular informational program.
CBS News is far and away the best and ablest every day, every week. More people listen to CBS News every day, every week.
Do a commercial, I am just as enthusiastic about it at the 13th week as I was the first week. The basic approach is to put myself in the buyer's place. Here's a guy trying to sell us something, you and me. Well, I looked into it and I found out the damn stuff works.
It works. It works for more companies and more individual brands on the CBS radio network than any other.
We're gladly put.
Spread satin colors most.
McDonald's is your kind of place.
Aren't you glad you used Jell-O?
And if you drive a GM car,
Digel relieves the symptoms.
Come to your American Motors dealer.
Sex appeal.
Hot dogs. I'm a hot dog.
Touch and Sew Machine by Singer.
Join the General Electric Salt White.
The temperature never drops below Xerox.
Just look what Plymouth's up to.
Long distance is the next best thing to be.
I have a built-in Excedrin headache.
Rexall Super Plenamin.
Every new Oldsmobile is an
Admiral three-year color picture tube warranty.
The air going first class is Michelob.
New STP gasoline treatment.
Real Florida orange juice.
But you know that.
19 out of the top 20 agencies use the CBS radio network.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a big Rialto Theater welcome for that robust redhead from Research, Tootsie Roll. Carrying only an NTI report and a recent radar study, she will dare to compare nighttime TV to network radio as regards reach and frequency. And I think you know what I mean by frequency. Here's one for you media boys in the first row.
92% of all adults are reached by radio every week. If you're a daytime TV user, you're probably missing 40% of the women. Ooh!
And here's one for the marketing directors in the balcony.
On network radio, you can reach 42% more adults three times as often for the same money. Oh, oh!
Think about that reach. Think about that frequency. Hubba hubba, hubba hubba. And now, a uniformed attendant will pass among you with order blanks and a list of avails for good old CBS.
Everybody, every man, every woman, and everybody else listens to the radio.
You know, everybody accepts the fact that teenagers listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm,
that
right.
Was stuck in their ear all day long. But did you know that 92% of all adults listen to the radio every week?
92%? That's difficult for me to accept.
Not only that, listen to this. The average adult listens to the radio almost 3 hours every day, and from all walks of life, every income bracket, every level of education. As a matter of fact, in education and income, the average network radio listener far exceeds the average TV viewer.
Eliminate the guessing when you are CBSing. You reach more of your better than average ears. You sell more of your beans or bras or beers.
I was even more intimate than that on the radio because milady often listens to radio in the privacy of her boudoir, if not the bathroom. And how intimate can you get with a gal who's getting into her girdle?
You say you're a leg man.
Huh? Ears. I'm an ear man.
Ear man? I never heard that.
I dig ears. I'm an ear freak. I like women's ears.
Oh, wow. You could get arrested for that.
On daytime network radio, you can get nearly twice as many ears arrested for the same money as you can on daytime TV. The same number of commercial minute impressions that cost you, say, $36,000 on TV cost you $20,000 on network radio. So, for about half the money, you get the same amount of commercial impressions. Or, for the same money, nearly twice as many.
So you see, on CBS radio, you can make a very good impressions.
Very good, very good. But you're talking about daytime TV. I buy nighttime. I'm one of the primetime buyers. And that's different.
Yeah, you're right. For the money you spend on nighttime TV, you don't get twice the number of minute impressions. You get four times as many.
You're trying to make me look like a klutz. I'm sick of this. I'm leaving.
Anybody who feels like a klutz is free to leave. There. Those of you remaining believe in the CBS network. I believe. In the CBS radio network.
In the CBS radio network.
In its ability to deliver high-quality ears.
In its ability to deliver high-quality ears.
At budget-stretching prices.
At budget-stretching prices.
All men. And all women.
And all women.
CBS is the place to put your dough.
CBS is the place to put your dough.
Put your dough.
When it's got a lot to do. Produce the proper people frequently. The kind that's not afraid to try something new.
Reach the proper people. The most important customers. The customers who have the money to buy and who are willing to try new products. Reach the proper people, frequently. People who reach people, like America's best-known network radio sports experts.
Win Elliott here for Sports Central USA.
This is Frank Gifford, your weeknight host on Worldwide Sports.
It's sports time. I'm Phil Rizzuto on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Jeff Scott with Weekend on Wheels.
People who reach people. That's CBS Radio.
This is Charles Osgood for CBS Radio.
Walter Cronkite reporting on CBS Radio.
This is Dear Abby.
In Hollywood, Ralph Story here for CBS Radio.
Mike Wallace at large for CBS
and
News.
And America's greatest broadcast salesman.
I decided that, first of all, I was going to sell myself in the same manner that I had learned to do when I was a house-to-house salesman. To keep the door from being slammed in your face, you had to sell yourself first. Mostly your manner, your words, and your friendliness.
Hey, why'd you turn it off?
Because that reminds me of something I wanted to tell you. The CBS radio network reaches over 21 million adults each week, more than any other network. And you can reach more different people with your advertising dollars with network radio than you can with network TV.
You're going to tell me that I can reach 42% more adults three times as often
for the same money. Right.
You know, you're the fourth person who's told me that today, and I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Now get out of the car. You hear me? Get out. Hit the handle and get out.
CBS is beautiful.
oh, what it can do.
I can reach 42% more adults three times as often
for the same money. Right.
CBS is beautiful. It makes your advertising dreams come true.
Based on adults 18 and over, the CBS Radio Network has larger program audiences, bigger cumulative audiences each week than any other network.
So you see, gentlemen, a commercial radio network can be a great success. In the United States, the CBS Radio Network, which is by far the most popular network in the United States, attracts massive audiences with outstanding news and special events coverage and familiar personalities. The network's important programs and persuasive personalities give a valuable setting to a commercial. They bring it more attention and more credibility. On CBS and only on CBS Radio Network, the advertisers are guaranteed that their commercial will always appear in a network program. And almost always the same time in each local time zone. And CBS guarantees and delivers program clearances. No other network makes such a guarantee, but I feel it is a marvelous service to an advertiser.
CBS is beautiful.
Largest markets, more than half the number one ranked stations are network affiliates. More of these top stations are with CBS Radio than any other network. Great CBS personalities on great radio stations, coast to coast. WCCO, KNX, WJR, WCBS, WCAU, KLZ, WBBM, KSL, KMOX, WTOP, KCBS, KRLD, WEEI, WCKY.
CBS is beautiful. It makes your advertising dreams come true.
Come in.
I thought it over. I am a klutz. What did I miss?
You missed it when announcer number one said,
more people listen to the CBS radio network than any other.
And then,
92% of all adults are reached by radio every week.
Think about that reach. Think about that frequency. Hubba hubba, hubba hubba.
The average adult listens to the radio almost 3 hours every day.
You reach more of your better than average ears.
I dig ears. I'm an ear freak.
For half the money, you get the same amount of commercial impressions.
On CBS Radio, you can make a very good impressions.
I believe. In the CBS Radio Network, you reach the proper people frequently.
42% more adults, three times as often,
for the same money. Right.
Bigger cumulative audiences each week than any other network.
CBS guarantees and delivers program clearances.
Great CBS personalities on great radio stations, coast to coast.
It makes your advertising dreams come true.
Good. Thank you very much. I don't feel klutzy anymore.
Ah, you weren't klutzy. You just didn't know. A lot of people just didn't know.
Recent radio advertising effectiveness studies prove that radio advertising alone can be extremely effective and that it makes an ideal enhancer to visual media. Radio adds remarkable reach and frequency. Particularly network radio, with its efficiency and reasonable cost, and specifically, the CBS Radio Network, the most popular network of them all.